Well, Diane, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. I haven't done this for a while, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on the air here on Let's Talk Knoxville. We're talking with Diane Ellis here with Marion County Public Health, and the Public Health Department has an event coming up this Saturday, actually, coming up at the Knoxville Hy-Vee. It's a Stuff the Bus event, it's what it's called. Can you explain what the Stuff the Bus event is meant to do?
Well, in August 6th, we're having a back-to-school event that is going to give Pleasantville and Melcher Dallas families school supplies, backpacks, and shoes. So what we're trying to do is collect as many school supplies prior to that event as we can. So on Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 2, there will be a bus parked there at Knoxville Hy-Vee, and it's a Herta bus. And we'll be collecting the school supplies for the Pleasantville and Melcher Dallas families. So we have volunteers that are going to help pick up those supplies, especially the Cub Scout Pack 363 from Pleasantville is going to be there, and they're going to volunteer and take things just from people as they drive by or help stuff the bus.
And so what kind of school supplies are they looking for in particular? Is there a particular need for anything specific?
Right now, I think we have some that we have left over from last year, actually. Notebook paper is always something good. Boxes of colors is good. Even things like Lysol wipes, you know, the schools use those. Kleenexes, they always want a lot of Kleenexes. Some of the other things would be a notebook, a 3-ring, 2-inch notebook. Those they use a lot of. Pencil boxes, just whatever, you know. We serve grades preschool through 6th grade. So it kind of varies on up. I mean, certain classrooms want 8 colors, whereas other classrooms are asking for 24. So we have to really put all this together, and what we do is just get each sack ready for that child, and then if they're given a sack full of supplies, a backpack, and a pair of shoes.
And it's just a really good way for the community to support one another, help one another out, and it's a good way to kind of organize it too. That way you know that this is going straight from one place to another. This is going straight to the back to school event next month.
Absolutely. In the past, here at Public Health, we have received numerous calls, you know, around school registration time, like, do you know of anybody that gives school supplies? You know, it gets really expensive for families, especially if they have 3, 4, 5 kids. And each one of the lists for each classroom is pretty extensive, really. So this is just a good way to help out the community. And we did it in Pleasantville last year. So then this year we decided, well, we'd target another school. So we combined Melcher and Pleasantville. And so Melcher residents will be coming to Pleasantville to also participate in this event.
And of course, it's convenient as it'll be right off of Highway 14 there at the Knoxville Hy-Vee. So plenty of opportunity. I know a lot of traffic going up and down that road all the time on Saturdays.
Absolutely. And Saturdays, you know, it'll be a good time for, you know, hopefully people will see the bus there. There'll be a sign on it that says stuff the bus. And maybe that'll trigger you could go into Hy-Vee and buy a box of colors and just, you know, put it in as a donation.
And can you tell us a little bit about the following event then next month where these items will actually be distributed?
Yeah, it'll be at the Pleasantville Elementary School on August 6th from 4 to 7 p.m. And families will come and, like I said, get their school supplies. Also, Public Health will be there, and they'll be providing school immunizations. They'll provide the opportunity to sign up for health insurance if a child doesn't have health insurance. There'll be a dental hygienist will be there to do screenings. There will be haircuts offered at that event. And it's a pretty big event.
You talked about the need that you always get calls in for school supplies and that sort of thing. As school gets closer, I mean, we're less than a month away now already. Is there any other things, any other items that are asked for by school districts in particular?
You know, plain pocket folders. Those are, you know, like 17 cents a piece. Bottles of Elmer's glue, large boxes of Kleenexes. The pocket folders, we always need a lot of. Color markers, that's another. The classic markers. They ask for protractors, compasses. There's a wide array of things, and it wouldn't be that expensive just to purchase a couple of these things, and it just would help the cause.
And in terms of coming to the beginning of the school year here, if you are, you know, a parent that your child needs immunizations or you're interested in that health insurance program, how do you find out more information about those?
Well, you can call Marion County Public Health right now and, you know, visit with Diane Ellis, myself, or Judy Van Holsen. Judy would be the nurse that will be doing immunizations. I'll be there at the event to help families sign up for health insurance if they don't have any health insurance. Or everybody needs to remember, even if you have health insurance, you can get dental only from Hawkeye Insurance. So you want to always keep that in mind. And then Katie will be there to do the dental screenings. So you could call here at Public Health and, you know, just inquire about, you know, exactly what services will be there to do. And it's 641-828-2238, and it's extension 230.
All right. Well, Diane, do you have any other things you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
No, I just hope everybody will come stuff the bus full of school supplies, and it'll just help all the communities in our county.
All right. Stuff the bus this Saturday at the Knoxville Hy-Vee, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you very much, Diane, for being here today.
Thank you.